Holy shit, guess what? Okay, remember before at the beginning of the book when I was imagining that I would be invited to all those wonderful author parties? Well, I've just been invited to attend a party this weekend. No shit. It's at the Midsummer home of Sharman Killington of the Willowbrook Killingtons, and it sounds exactly like one of those literary parties I was fantasizing about earlier. Wow! Now I will get to see firsthand what it's like and not have to rely on my adorably jaded speculations. And I, of course, will write about it. In fact, it should follow this sentence directly. Yes, I'm here. Okay. I arrived by Filipino butler arms to the house after taking the griffin-pulled hansom cab from the outer moat. This house is fucking huge! The pool house's pool toys, storage rooms, wine cellar is easily as big as the apartment I grew up in. I was greeted by one of the Puerto Rican eunuchs stationed around the entrance. He sang a song of fierce bidding wars as he dropped gilded lilies at my feet. I felt at once self-conscious and oddly liberated. This is my new life, I thought. I like it. I involuntarily started to imagine how others saw me. I would vacillate from Dickensian street urchin with a smudge of soot and rotten lettuce around my mouth wearing week-old newsy papers for shoes, to your basic Ivy League nerd who has benefited from a scholarship that your great-uncle, the Mustard Baron, established. A severe-looking waitress passed by carrying flutes of champagne with small black pearls floating on top. In a deft mix of balance and classlessness, I took two, shooting one down and handing it back. With my mouth closed, I motioned for the waitress to stay and parted my lips to reveal the pearl between my front teeth. I bent slightly and said, "A beautiful black pearl for a beautiful black pearl." Although because I couldn't really close my lips all the way, it came out more as, "A oodle that earl." Or a oodle lack earl. What? She coquettishly replied. A oodle lack earl, or a... I lightly spit the pearl onto her tray. A beautiful black pearl for a beautiful black pearl is what I was saying. She looked at me with what some might mistake as violent contempt, but what I could clearly see was lustful frustration. I'm not black, she said, as she masterfully pretended to walk away while walking away. Ha ha! I was in! Newly imbued with confidence, I swaggered over to a table of dandies and rifled through one of the lady's purses. I took $80, making a point of showing that I was still leaving her with most of her money. So as not to appear impolite, I sat down. Hi, I'm David Cross from television, and now books. Well, a book, singular. Oh, yes, a humor book, right? Well, let's hope so. It's supposed to be. Well, then you should be at that table over there. That's the humor table. This is Puppies and Fish. I looked around and realized that the entire party had been arranged so that each table represented a type of book. Seated at my table were Jeff Foxworthy, Dave Barry, Kathy Geiswhite, Ann Coulter, and Rabbi Shmuley Botiach, amongst others. We were in between the Yes You Can, Goddammit table and the Kids Are Nature's Crybabies table. I took the hat off the gentleman to my left, put it on, and then doffed it to the table before giving it back to its rightful owner. A thousand pardons, I smiled and moseyed over to the humor table. Holy shit alert! Okay, seriously, guys. Seriously. I was obviously making all this up. Okay? Obviously. But now, this is for real, I have some real news to report. So, as I'm sitting here writing, currently in my East Village apartment on break from shooting a movie... That's right, you heard me, a movie. I got a phone call from a number I didn't recognize. I let the machine get it, and it's from a woman named Leslie Teitelbaum. Anyway, she works at a public relations firm here in New York, and she left a message that I was invited to a charity event taking place upstairs at the Saks Fifth Avenue store in Midtown. It's in a little over 3 weeks from now, and my invite is due to the book that I'm writing right this very second, and you are reading, except you, right now, are not reading it because you're lazy and you're listening to me read it. Again, I don't know why, but anyway, it's the present and the future all rolled up into one delicious ball. Right this very second, so there you go. Fiction gets replaced by nonfiction. Fantasy by fact. I could waste some time conjecturing seriously what it'll be like, but then you'd have to trust that I didn't go back and rewrite it to make myself look impressively prescient. And I don't believe that I've earned your trust yet, so I'm going to stop right here, and whatever follows this sentence will be my reporting on what honestly took place at the aforementioned charity thing. Okay, just got back from the Evening in Gold to benefit the Evening in Silver benefit. Honestly, it was pretty boring. Not the wealth of material I thought it would be, and I would Like to say that I just hung out in the bathroom and bonded with the men's room attendant, an old black guy named Alistair, but that was too depressing to do. Plus, it smelled a little like poo-poo and pee-pee in there. I met two reporters from Mother Jones who put a book out about the shadowy big business behind the push for ethanol development, but why the fuck am I writing about all this? Why am I even reading it to you? It was boring. Man, fuck writers' parties. That's the last one of those things I'll go to. Hey, let's get back to the good stuff. Making fun of something Mary J. Blige said.